Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Lower Your Guess. It's as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We'll have a contestant online. You pick from one of two categories and then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is ready to play a little Your Guess, is as good as mine.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Adam, welcome to the program. Your categories today, we have America's favorite sandwiches. The poll looked for the most popular sandwiches in all of America. 2,000 people were asked to name the sandwiches they consider to be one of their, quote, just favorites. Doesn't have to be most complicated. Some are a little bit more complicated than others.
Sure.
Some are just the tried and true sandwiches. So America's favorite sandwich, that's category number one. Category number two, we have the NFL's top 10 quarterbacks of all times. It is based on Super Bowls, winning percentages, history as far as legendary players in the game. Mm. So there's some old-time players on here. There is one active player that is in the top 10. And a couple of these guys are tied. So if you get one, I'll give you both.
The category, all right.
So to speak. So do you want to go with the NFL's top quarterbacks or do you want to go with America's favorite sandwiches?
You know, I'm going to have to go with sandwiches today because I know food a lot better than I know football.
All right, that's fair.
Fair enough. I can save this for next week because it still matters. Then I got to put it away back in the pile. Okay, Adam, you know the game is played. There are 10 sandwiches on this list. You need to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out. So what are you thinking sandwiches? By the way, the average American, do you know how many sandwiches the average American eats a week?
Oh, a week?
I'm saying five. I'm going to say over under 9.5.
9.5? Okay. 6.
All right.
A week.
That sounds about right, man.
Or just over 300 a year. They make up around 30%, believe it or not, of the average person's diet.
And this count breakfast sandwiches?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I mean, hell, I had two PB&Js this morning.
Mm-hmm. 46% of people say they could survive on sandwiches for the rest of their life. And it wouldn't
be a
big deal.
I could do that.
Half the population said I could get that done.
If it wasn't for health risk, I think I would do that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Take the health issue out of it, I absolutely would be fine to eat sandwiches.
Not that I need to tell you, but they say the reason that people like sandwiches are easy to customize with different ingredients. They don't require any cooking. Some of these sandwiches on the list do, though. The most critical component of a good sandwich is what?
The bread?
The bread comes in at number two. Good bread.
I mean, I guess the quote-unquote filling would be number one, right?
The right condiments, fresh veggies. The number one thing is high-quality meats.
Meats.
Yeah. Okay. They say that makes the best sandwich. And how do you cut your sandwich? Down the middle or diagonal? 32% prefer them cut in half. 35% said diagonal. And 33% said leave the whole thing intact. Don't cut it at all.
I don't cut my sandwiches, but if I do, automatically I go diagonal.
Okay. I drive you up a wall if a sandwich isn't cut.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
Even on just regular, like, bread.
Correct.
Okay.
Got to cut it in half.
Adam, we're doing sandwiches. So there's 10 on the list. What's your first guess? And your guess is as good as mine.
Let's go with the classic PB&J.
Peanut butter and jelly. That is number 7 on the list. 21% of people polled said that that was their, 21% of the population out of 2,000. So that's their favorite sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try with grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is number one.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Grilled cheese is number one. By the way, Adam, just so you know, 1, 2, 3. There are 4 hot sandwiches. 4 hot sandwiches on this list, if that helps you in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, you figure steak and cheese or Reuben, one of those has to be on there.
Yep, and I was going to say cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak is number 9 on the list. I will give you a hint. Two of these sandwiches on here are Steve the Thrill Hill's favorite sandwiches to get as far as a hot sandwich is concerned.
Then I know one of them off the top of my head.
Reuben and the French Dip.
No, I mean, right.
Reuben.
Reuben is not on the list.
What? Oh, son of a...
It is number 11.
I'm wondering if it's meatball sub instead.
Oh, yeah, that's strong, man.
Maybe I'm sticking with French Dip. Only goes to the Thrill
French
Dip.
French Dip's a guarantee.
French Dip.
Number 10. You've got number 10 French dip correct, cheesesteak 9 correct, peanut butter and jelly correct at number 7, and grilled cheese at number 1. You've gotten 4 out of the 10, only one strike there, Adam.
And if you said there's 2, it will be the meatball sub.
Yeah, I think meatball sub or hoagie would be a good bet.
That is number 8. The meatball sandwich, man.
Now I can't help you. But yeah, those two as a guarantee.
The problem is, once you get a meatball sandwich on your mind, it's going to be there until you have a meatball sandwich.
I know. As soon as you brought it up, I'm like, God damn it, man.
It's been a long time.
I mean, I wonder if we just hit the staples, you know, turkey, ham,
I have turkey
roast beef
and tuna left on my draft board. Otherwise, he picked all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Ted, you're a big turkey sandwich dude, right?
Love them.
Right. Yeah.
Turkey wraps, specifically.
And you said there's some breakfast sandwiches on there, so...
There's no breakfast sandwiches on the list, Adam.
Oh, okay. Well, then, let's go with the turkey sandwich.
That is number 3. That is the 3rd most popular sandwich in the United States.
That is one sandwich that even my daughter will devour.
And a good one, hot and cold.
You're right. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's stay in the world
unless
of lunch
it's dinner,
meat.
Ted. Dinner must be hot.
Then it's got to be hot. Well, sometimes you go to a place, too, and they, like, butter the bread and like, make it like a turkey
it's
melt.
It's next level, man.
Yeah. Get a gravy on there.
Adam, there's one more cold cut that is on the list. So only one more cold cut.
Oh, hey, maybe an Italian.
Well, no, that's nope. 3 different kinds of meat, and it didn't make the
list. So this is one specific.
This is one specific.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich is it, and it's number 4. Yeah.
So basic, but still good, man.
Okay. You've got one more hot sandwich on the list. And you've got 2 sandwiches that I would consider salad sandwiches.
Well, let's try the pastrami.
The pastrami is not on the list. That would be in the Reuben category. And
all right, I think you should try chicken salad or tuna salad.
Yeah, let's go with tuna salad.
Tuna salad's number 5.
Nice. I like tuna.
That is the 5th most popular sandwich in America. So there's 2 sandwiches left on the list. You've gotten 8 out of the 10. 2 strikes against you, Adam.
What about like an egg salad?
You think more than chicken?
Or which one did he guess? He guessed tuna?
He guessed tuna, but Miles said there was 2 salads.
Then I would go chicken personally, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Chicken salad.
Chicken salad and chicken sandwiches fried, number 2 on the list. They say the chicken sandwich category,
okay,
so to speak. So if you're using chicken salad or you want a fried chicken sandwich, that is number 2. So,
you know what? You should try to order a pre-chicken sandwich, and they say, what is that? And you say, it's egg salad.
Mm-hmm. 9 out of the 10, Adam, you have correct. There's 1 sando left on the board.
It's a hot one.
It is not a hot one.
Not a hot one.
No. I'm going with
a BLT. A BLT. Oh. What a great guess. Brilliant. What a great sandwich. It does not make the top 10. Believe it or not.
I'm surprised by that.
You've got them all right except for 1, and Mike brought it up. French dip at 10, cheesesteak at 9, meatball subs are 8, peanut butter and jelly, Adam got that one right at 7.
Egg salad.
He missed egg salad.
Oh, wow.
Or an egg sandwich.
Good sandwich,
okay,
man.
At number 6.
No, you're not wrong, man. I just, for whatever reason, I did not think it would be on the top 10 list.
That is followed by tuna at 5, 4 is ham, turkey 3, 2 chicken sandwiches, number 1, the grilled cheese sandwich.
Just out of curiosity, I threw this up on the Men's Room Twitter page. Which quarterback do you think makes the best sandwich?
Which one that I'd want to act
current or not?
Garoppolo.
All right, somebody said Philip Rivers. This is funky. He says
like as of all his kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, he probably knows how to make a lot of different sandwiches. I feel like somebody like Terry Bradshaw would just if it's just a basic.
He's gonna make
sandwich.
He's making a po' boy.
All right, Dizzle said Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, he spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh, and he's a big dude. So I think his sandwich is going to be one of those, you know, 12 ounces of meat.
Nah, I think he makes a mean PB&J.
Really?
That's it.
Yeah, I picture him being like a corned beef dude. I don't know.
I'm with Thrill, dude. I think the Big Ben has a ton of stuff on it.
Who do you think makes the worst sandwich? I know who comes to mind. As far as one you
Tom
wouldn't
Brady?
Want to eat, Tom Brady.
Dude. Hey, look, Geno Smith is from New Jersey. Say what you want.
Oh,
New Jersey has some of the best sandwiches in the country.
Geno.
He can probably hook that up, you know?
Still to come, we're going to drink a toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.